"This is my body," said Jesus. Matthew records this in Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 and following. Paul records the same phrase, the same event, here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 when he says, "What Jesus did, I heard from him, and that's what I've passed on to you." On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Much has been made through the centuries about this statement, "This is my body." There are some religious groups who have taken that to mean that in some mystical sense at that exact moment, that bread was transubstantiated, changed form, and actually became the body of Christ. I went to a religious service a number of years ago where the priest commented about this, and I was impressed then by the care that they took with the bread after that, because they believed it to be the body of Jesus. I mean, they have this special little container, a special little broom that you sweep up any of the crumbs and you put them in a special container and you put it in a special cabinet. Why? Because they believed this was the literal body of Jesus. As a matter of fact, there is a sense in which the celebration of the Mass, which is the form of the Lord's Supper that people in some of those religious groups use, is a calling Jesus down and re-sacrificing Him on the altar. That's the reason why that thing at the front of their buildings is referred to as an altar and not a table, because it's a place where sacrifices are made. Now, of course, at the time Jesus institutes this supper, when He says, "This is my body," this was His body. He was still alive and with them. Clearly, He is referring to this in a symbolic sense. "This stands for my body." When you look at this and when you eat this, you are considering my body. In a passage we looked at 2 weeks ago from John chapter 6, Jesus says, "You need to ingest me in a symbolic sense. I need to be in you." And so what Jesus says here in a powerful phrase indicates what is happening at that moment. And what is happening is that our minds are called back to a day almost 2,000 years ago when Jesus gave Himself fully for our salvation, withheld absolutely nothing from us, up to and including the loss of His physical life with all the pain and horror associated with that. "This is my body," Jesus says. Jesus' sacrifice for us is not some philosophical or ideological reality. It's real. It happened in real time, in a real place, in very powerful and tragic circumstances, but ultimately yielded a powerful and wonderful result. It is both of those realities that we seek to discern as we take the Lord's Supper. I've known of folks who, when they talk about the death of Jesus, go into a great detail and the agony that He experienced, and it's appropriate for us to acknowledge what a terrible thing it was that Jesus had to deal with there. This is not quick, easy in, easy out, get the job done and leave. This is a period of hours and even days where Jesus deals with both the emotional and physical aspects of this sacrifice, as well as the spiritual ones. We want to, as we think about the body, as we take this bread, we want to connect those two in the sense that that stands as a reminder of everything that Jesus did in order to rescue us from our sin. "This is my body given for you. Do this," Paul reminds us, "in remembrance of me." I hope that we do that every single time, and I look forward to doing that at this time. If the men will come here to deliver the bread, we'll have prayer together.